They could have ascended to the throne of destruction, but they were thwarted by the Aeon's plots and became prisoners of the erudition instead. What's interesting is, while the second emperor had a body made of flesh and blood, he considered himself an inorganic being. Guess who was the one who influenced his thinking?